Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us at the present time, Edward Acorn, an award-winning journalist, is the author of the new book, Every Drop of Blood, The Momentous Second Inauguration of Abraham Lincoln. Mr. Acorn, welcome to the show.
Hi, Newell. Glad to be here.
You wrote a very interesting article about the mob going after Abraham Lincoln. We've got any number of examples of Abraham Lincoln statues being torn down across the country. It's been a head-scratcher for a number of folks. What do you think is driving this issue?
Well, I think these are pretty radical left-wing groups that want to sort of destroy American history as a way to undermine the people's faith in the system we have here. And I'm very strongly with Lincoln that America is the last best hope of Earth. It's the place where freedom exists and flourishes. And I think people who want to have a lot of government control of the populace don't like the symbols of that. And Lincoln, of course, is one of the greatest symbols.
It kind of begs the question for me, and I'm curious what you think that side or that group may articulate. So who in American history is acceptable to them? And that individual, whoever that may be, I'm sure they have flaws as well, right?
Right. It's always changing. It's always changing. It's somebody who yesterday not acceptable today and so forth. You know, I think things like George Washington, who I regard as the consummate American, the man we owe everything to. If you read about him, he fought so hard for this country, sacrificed an immense amount. He owned slaves, but he was opposed to slavery. He freed his slaves. He was just in terms of his time period, he was immensely ahead of his time, very moral, very self-sacrificing, and people want to tear down him now. So I think it's more than just what these people and what they did. I think it's an attempt to tear down the symbols of America.
So when we talk about, the study of our history, in spite of all of its warts, its acne, its flaws, however you want to refer to it, what happens? I mean, do we just lose all sense of historical perspective? And are we judging people back then by contemporary standards? That doesn't seem very fair to me at all.
Right. That's a trend in a lot of modern academic history. And this sort of less academic people like myself, a longtime journalist, who are writing history that people want to read because it doesn't take that approach. I mean, I believe very strongly that you judge people by the standards of their time, and everybody is flawed. Nobody's perfect. If you isolate something from the past, you don't always understand all the things that were going into it at the time. I mean, Lincoln, for example, did not oppose slavery when he ran for president the first time. He did not. He opposed its extension. He said it was immoral, but he wanted to protect slavery where it existed under the Constitution in the southern states. So he was, you know, you could hate him for that, but he was at the forefront of his time in trying to say that slavery is wrong. We got to lay this marker down. Slavery's wrong. We don't want to expand it beyond the states where it exists and so forth. So I think it's very important to look at people in the context of their times. And of course, this country's not perfect. But when you look at all the sacrifices made to get to win us these incredible benefits we have now that we're enjoying today, I think there's nothing more important than reading history and understanding that.
It seems to me that a lot of times in the course of the argument or the debate that we don't look at what the political atmosphere or landscape was at the time. And oftentimes when we look back historically with the benefit of 2020 vision, we look at things as though they are going to travel a path of a straight line. And there's no
right.
doubt that when you institute politics or the landscape and everything else that, you know, that oftentimes the most successful individuals that foster change, they are compelled and forced to deviate from that straight line in order to accomplish what they're looking to accomplish. Your thoughts?
Oh, you are so right, Noel. I mean, it's history is just that story. I mean, Lincoln himself was great in this way. He said, if I was raised in the South, I would be protecting slavery because it was an immensely important economic system. It was the whole structure, society was built around it. So he did not fault the Southern people for supporting that institution, but he said it had to stop. Now, as you mentioned, these things don't go in a straight line. He thought he could be elected and stop the spread of slavery. Instead, he was precipitated into this terrible civil war that was ghastly for both sides, and slavery ended through that war. I mean, that's what is. I wrote about a second inauguration. That's what it was about. Nobody understood how terrible this war would be and how revolutionary it would be. And he concluded that maybe this is God's will, that both sides suffered so horribly to get rid of slavery. And so I think that's really important to look at history, that it is not a straight line. It are things that happen that people cannot predict or expect, and I think we have to judge people sort of humanely and understand what they were up against at that time.
Yeah, obviously, I guess it's really hard to look back, and even in more modern times, I was just telling someone last evening at dinner that when I look back at some of the look at BBC productions of the life of the English during World War II, it brings out in me just this inability to quite understand the level of sacrifices made, what they ultimately had to do. Same thing, Churchill took a lot of criticism because he deviated from that straight line. People seem to think very linear and saying, you know, we want to get from point A to point B. Let's just do it, but it's not always that easy, having to bring the Allies along with you in order to create an environment of the preservation of the safety and security of his country.
Yeah, sure. And Churchill had to do some pretty tough things. Like he bombed the French naval fleet, who they 5 minutes earlier they were his allies, and he did that to stop the Nazis from taking over the fleet. That sort of thing. And these people face very difficult judgments in the middle of crises, and they have to do what they have to do. Lincoln, for example, many people consider him a tyrant. He did have to tread on civil liberties during that Civil War, and so I think you have to judge it in the context of the terrible crisis the country was facing and so forth.
How does this end? I mean, in a lot of the more progressive urban centers, local leaders, politicians have kind of taken a hands-off, kind of let them vent strategy, sit back, watch this thing unfold. For the first time, one of the, I think it was announced last week, the University of Virginia stood up and said, we are not taking the Thomas Jefferson statue down. That's not going to happen. Is it going to take more of that?
I think it is. I don't think the American people are with this. I mean, the American people don't always understand the history, and it's being sort of taught to the young people in a rather slanted way. But I think most Americans support this country, support its symbols, support its founders. I still feel people are very strongly behind the founders and also Abraham Lincoln. They do not judge them harshly, and they don't want their statues torn down. So, boy, I hope we stop this trend. If only because we live under a rule of law, and we have no civil rights unless we enforce the rule of law. Nobody gets off better of any group if we don't enforce our rule of law. And we have a beautiful system of laws, really, that protect people. But, you know, it's imperfect, but this is human existence. It's never perfect. So I do think the public is not going along with this sort of destruction and destroying of American symbols. I just feel that.
Yeah. You make a comment about George Orwell's book, 1984.
Yes.
I remember the first time I read that book as a young man and said, no way, no how, this is, you know, quite frankly, I said, this is BS.
it seemed extreme to me as a kid reading this. And now,
you know,
it's almost.
Now I'm
true.
Sitting here and I'm like, okay.
Right. He wrote in 1984, and do you have a second for me to quote it?
Yes, absolutely.
Every record has been destroyed or falsified. Every book rewritten. Every picture has been repainted. Every statue and street building has been renamed. Every date has been altered. And the process is continuing day by day and minute by minute. History is stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. Now, that's a brilliant analysis of totalitarianism. I think history and a fair reading of history is just essential to us as free people. We have to be able to look at the past honestly and fairly and not permit people to change it for political purposes. You know, and some of that will always happen, but I think we have to preserve the record and look at it fairly. So I think, I'm very biased as a historian, but I think almost nothing's more important than understanding our history, because that you understand who we are, you understand the sacrifices people have made to permit us to live as free people. And I and that's why I think totalitarians, people who want government to control all aspects of our lives, are very into controlling history and controlling our thoughts about history.
You know, it struck me just now when you quoted Orwell's book, novel 1984, when I think I read the series on Project 1619 as published by the New York Times, and almost in every one of these changes that are listed here, I could probably quote an example out of Project 1619.
Yeah, that thing is rife with actual factual errors. I mean, it's just not factual. And it attempts to create a twisted vision of our past. And, you know, it's fine to go back to the past and look at it with fresh eyes, like look at it from our perspective and you know, look at it that way, but not to twist the facts. That's something different.
And not hold it out as a historical piece, as an historically accurate piece, because you're actually rewriting history. And it's not like this has not been a subject matter that it's not been written about over and over and researched over and over and over yet again.
Right. You know, one of my heroes is a friend of mine named Gordon Wood, who's a Brown University professor, and he's won the Pulitzer Prize and, you know, all the other major awards. And he's very strongly stood up against the 1619 Project. And he was just, oh, you're an old white man. But it's like, wait a minute, the facts are facts. We have to look at the facts about our history, bad, good, or indifferent, and not twist them to support a political position. And, boy, I hope people stand up to that movement. I think they are. I think that has lost a lot of steam, even though they gave themselves a Pulitzer Prize for it. But, you know, that approach really offends me personally. I think you want to look at the facts of this nation. It was not founded to protect slavery. It was founded to secure freedom from British tyranny and to establish these truths that are still guiding us and have radically changed the world for the better. So I'm very, very fond of the founders for all their sins and flaws. I think they created something incredibly great.
Obviously, there's a lot more we could talk about. I truly appreciate it. I'll finish with this statement. I wonder what the world would be like without the United States. I think it would be a much different place.
Oh, you're so right. You were so right. And I think that's one of the reasons it was so important Lincoln kept this country together. I mean, imagine World War II. Imagine fighting the Soviet Union with a divided America. It's not imaginable.
Not at all. Edward Acorn, thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciated your article and your writings. Truly.
Thank you, Newell.
Thank you. Have a great week. All righty. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Mortgage Financial phone and text line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.